The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
I'm drinking my Aquatex water.
Huh? You're a straw.
And I feel like I'm at Sonic. All right, let's talk to Gary. Gary, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I have a question about a sprinkler system.
Yes.
I had Family Landscape put in a system for me like mid-March, and about a month or two after it was installed, when the system goes around, it's 8 zones, and when it gets to zone 8, it just keeps going back to zone 1, so I can't put it on a timer. And I've called several times and left messages, and I'm not getting any return phone calls. So I didn't know if I should – it's a Hunter brand, so I didn't know if I should just try to call Hunter to find out maybe if the box is faulty. But, again, I just can't get any return phone calls, and I want to be able to set my system, and I can't let it run while I'm not home because I'm afraid it's going to just keep going around. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but – it doesn't do it all the time, but it's done it several times, if you know what I'm saying. It's just, it won't shut off after it hits the last zone. It just goes back to zone 1 and starts over.
And I believe it's a valve problem, but
oh, okay.
I'm not sure how to handle this one, but I'm just going to spit it out because I'm a really honest and forthright person.
Yes, sir.
Tom from Family Landscape, he died yesterday.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
And I'm not sure how to handle this. I've done this show for 33 years, and he had some kind of heart problem, and he's dead.
Well, maybe he's been ill for the last few weeks or something, and that's maybe why he didn't get a phone call back.
Yeah. I mean, people just don't die, you know, well, I guess some can. You just, I got shot once, and I almost died. But,
oh, Lord.
I don't know how to handle this, except to tell you that that's what's happening right now, because he's a great guy. I don't know.
Well, maybe because when I was dialing, I have to go back to Family Landscape, because it seemed like the number I was dialing was his cell phone. And
it
I
was.
Don't remember if I
yeah,
was
he always
office.
He always said, "Tom, give me my cell phone. Give him my cell phone." Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, they did a great job. I have no problem with them. I just don't know what to do about this system, and I just have to run it manually all the time. So maybe I'll wait till next week and call over there and see if I can.
You know
hold
what I want you to
office.
Do? Do you go on a computer at all? I don't. I hate them.
Yes, I work on it. I work for a bank, so yes.
Okay, fine. Then good. Go to homeshowradio.com. Just give us a little information about you.
Okay.
On our, you know, there's a place people go to ask questions all the time, and I get them, and we answer all the questions. That's not a problem. Okay. I just don't physically and do the manual stuff, but interesting that this happened. But anyway, give me your information, give me your phone number, and we're going to have to figure out what to do with this, but I literally, my father died, my mother died, it was a 2-year anniversary, my sister, 8-year anniversary yesterday, then I find out he passed away, and I'm telling you what, next July, I'm not coming out of the closet. I'm staying in the closet and just going to hide.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
All right. Well, I'll go to the website and I'll send information. And
please
like I said,
do.
We
want to help you. It's just this was such an odd thing.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that with me. And again, I figured there was a reason he wasn't calling me back. I figured there was a reason, and we just.
I guess so.
All right. Well, thanks, Tom. I'll go on the website and send my information to you. And meanwhile,
thank
maybe
you.
I
think it's
Hunter.
A valve problem. I think it's going to be easily fixed.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right, partner. Good luck. I mean, you try that on radio, would you? I challenge anybody who's a professional radio person to handle a call like that. I challenge you. what do? You just tell people the truth. And it, sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes I sit here in this chair and I go, you know, I'm supposed to be all happy and nice, and sometimes I'd rather be a little angry. You don't want me angry. But, yeah, it's just... I think 2020 sucks, and we're only 6 months into it. Okay, it just sucks. I don't know. It just sucks, you know. But you know what also sucks is a chimney. All the air, all the smoke, all the heat, it goes out the chimney. I know. And you need to make sure it's clean. You need to make sure it's working right. You need to make sure it doesn't leak. You know, people have roofers come out, and they'll look at a roof leak. And they say, well, it's a chimney, it's not the roof. And how do you separate the roof and the chimney? I want you to think about this. How do you separate it? You don't, except you do. In the industry, when it comes to a chimney, and I hate the movie, but you're welcome to watch it with Dick Van Dyke. He was a chimney sweep in a movie that was made in the 60s that someone forced me to watch once. Oh, God. There's like a spoonful of sugar and all of this stuff. I'm like, oh, Mary Poppins is what I'm getting at. It just freaked me out. This stuff freaks me out. I don't like it. Anyway, Lord's Chimney here in town will take care of your chimney. If you have a leak, they will take care of it. If you have a real, you know, let's say like an opposite problem that's so severe, you don't know who to call. I had one of you wonderful listeners send us a picture once, and lightning struck the brick chimney. There's a giant hole in it. Well, a roofer's not going to fix that. I mean, I guess you could, you know, put some plastic on it for a while, but... Lord's Chimney. Lord's Chimney takes care of all your chimney issues. Fireplace fronts, gas logs, cleaning, whether it stinks from the smell or just cleaning out the birds and stuff like that, they will take care of it. Fixing the crown. What is the crown of a chimney? Think of the crown like a big hat. And if you have a masonry chimney, you have a crown. And then, of course, they put a... fire thing on top. I'll come up with a better word in a minute. Arrestor. It keeps the embers from floating to your neighbor's home and burning it down. Don't do that. Anyway, if you run real logs. But it also keeps the birds and stuff out of there. It's what it's about. I mean, it's about taking care of a thing in your home. People just forget about it. Now, dryer cleaning, the dryer ducts, you call them out, ask them about it, they do that. They take care of the ducts. They take care of the exhaust fan for where you cook, if you even use it. Most people don't, but if you do, and you should, they'll clean that up too. But you just need someone who's able to take care of all of those things. And it's Lord's Chimney. You can find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. 281-496-5711. Call me. I'll be with you for about another 40 minutes. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I have a question about vent fans.
Okay, for what? Your bathroom?
No, the kitchen over the stove.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My original microwave had a recycled filter, so it didn't vent to the outside.
Right.
My new microwave is meant to vent to the outside, and I'm wondering if the vent in the microwave will be sufficient enough to pull the heat up through from the stove through the attic to the outside.
Well, I'm going to make a few comments. First off, you had one that did not vent to the outside before, and guess what? You used it anyway. So the new one now that wants to vent outside, if you do vent it outside, is going to do a lot more than your old one did. So I think you'll be pleased, hopefully, with the difference in the two. Microwave vents, are not the greatest vents because it's got this big machine under it and stuff. I mean, you got a microwave there. So you have to think about it as, hey, you know, it's a dual-purpose appliance. But hopefully, I think either way you're going to be pleased. Not hopefully, but I think either way you'll be pleased because you didn't have it before.
So I won't need an additional fan in the vent.
No, I would not put an additional fan. What I would do is hook the whole thing up, install the whole thing, install it properly, and I think because of what you had before, you will be pleased with the results of what you're going to get now with one that actually goes outside. Because the ones that recycle aren't worth a poot. They just
don't
do
anything. Yeah, I figured that. I'm primarily concerned with the venting heat. Not so
much. I understand.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know, I just finished designing a welding shop, right? You don't move it fast, but you get it out as far as the fumes and the heat and whatever the case may be. And I always tell people, you know, you don't have to force a ventilation system, and you can't with welding because it messes up the weld because it crosses over the weld. So you expect the heat to take the fumes out because hot air rises. I think you're going to be fine.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and not a problem. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, yes, Tom. I was calling about the banker that had the sprinkler problem.
I like you calling the banker. That was good. Yes, sir.
My neighbor had a problem with her sprinkler also, and she called me up and asked me to come look at it. And she had a Hunter controller.
Right.
So anyway, I had to go look on the on their webpage on the YouTube. That's where it was, and they gave instructions on how to operate a Hunter controller.
You know, Jim, I have a YouTube channel, but at the same time, YouTube is going to put me out of business soon because everything is on it. So, yes, sure, go to YouTube. That's how I learned why I didn't want to change the headlights in my Bronco. Oh, my goodness, I start looking at this guy on YouTube. He goes, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take it to my mechanic. But anyway, yeah. Yes, sir.
So anyway, that's a suggestion. If he's still listening, he may want to try that.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Butter. We'll see you. Yeah, I was looking at this YouTube and I said, how difficult can it be to change a headlight? You know, not the lights themselves, but whatever you want to call it, casing or whatever. And I started looking. I got to say, it's really simple. First you do is you pull the radiator out, and then you do this. And I'm like, really? I did the taillights in 8 minutes. There's four little screws. I said, I'm not doing this. Then I took it to a very good mechanic, my mechanic, Eric. And it didn't quite work right. And he said, Tom, he did it. For the second time, he got it right. He said, I'm never doing one of those again. I said, I don't blame you. There was a clip. And he said, you know, I had an old Mercedes in here, and there was a spring because the headlight was bouncing all over the place. And he said, well, I went back and I got this spring off this old Mercedes that, you know, nobody's going to use anymore. And he put it on my headlight. All right, I got to move on. Call me 281-496-5711. By the way, the Bronco runs great and works great. Abacus Plumbing, you can count on them to get the job done. We had a lady call and called a plumbing company. A company. And they came out and said, well, we can't fix this. It was too tight. We can't fix this. It's too tight. Well, I've been tight before, but I got fixed the next morning. You know, that's just not a good answer for a plumber. Now, I run a plumbing program, an apprenticeship plumbing program here in the valley. And One of the things we don't have is one of our, you know, maybe 30 minutes of a class saying, listen, if you go to a person's house and it's too tight, you can't fix it. We don't have a class like that. I'm not going to do that. You will get it fixed. You are a plumber. You are a licensed plumber in the state of Texas, and you're dang proud about being one. And you will go out there and you will fix it. And you will not. I really think that this wasn't a licensed plumber, but I'm not going to go down that road with that part. But with my part, I am. And my part is, you get a licensed plumber, you get them out there. Oh, they will fix it. Now, when they give you a bill, are you going to like it? No, not at all. In fact, you might hate them for about a week. And I don't care. And they don't care either, because they worked to get your everything fixed. Call your plumber. Call Abacus Plumbing. Now, I'm not saying they're going to charge $1 million, but what I'm getting at is nobody wants to pay a plumber. Nobody wants to pay a welder. I can give you a whole dissertation about how a welder's more important than a heart doctor, but I won't do it right now. It's all about getting it fixed. Abacus Plumbing, 713 Plumbing. You can count on them. Hola! We continue on, 281-496-5711. Goodness, let's talk to Tom. Tom, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you, Tom, and good morning. I have a question about converting an electric range to a gas range.
Okay.
You know, what kind of cost estimate is that, roughly? Is that thousands or?
I don't know. It depends how. Do you have gas to it?
I don't think it's to that area. They do have gas to the house, to the furnace and the hot water heater.
Well,
but I don't know. Go ahead.
I can tell you that hooking up a gas range is not a big deal. Doing all that stuff, I don't know what it's going to take to get the gas line to your
location,
place
of
where
range.
You want to cook. Yeah.
I see.
Do you know who deals with gas lines?
No, I don't.
Plumbers.
Okay, that was my second question.
I got that one. At least I could help you somewhat. Plumbers, actually, people don't realize this. Part of their job is running gas lines. Now, they will not hook up the appliance,
sure.
But that's going to be simple because it's like a water. Well, they hook up water heaters. Anyway, it's one of those flexible lines. It's not a big deal. But they are the ones that run the gas lines.
I see.
So what do you do? You call 2, 3, 4 of them, and you get a price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah, find out if it's really worth it for you to cook an egg faster.
Right. Well, it's actually my daughter's looking at a place for her family, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things. And she was asking me, how much would that, is that $5,000,
$10,000? You can't. And you
They're
tell her,
different.
I'm getting paid to do a radio show, right?
Sure.
And one of the things I tell people is I don't give prices.
Mm-hmm.
And you never give your daughter a price. What you do is you say, well, let's find out. And you find out what the price might be, and then she can decide if she wants to do it or not. But you just don't know until you call some professionals out and say, hey, what's it going to cost? What would you charge? What would you charge? What would you charge? And I have to do the same thing on my own house. I don't, guesstimate. Now, if I guesstimated every price, I probably would be out tens of thousands of dollars because I overpriced
sure.
everything. So it's not difficult, but you can help her, and I want you
yeah.
to help her, and I think it's wonderful you're being a good dad.
All right, and maybe they have to actually come out and take a look and just see what it would involve, too. They not be able to tell on the phone, yeah.
And no, absolutely, but you know what? Be careful. You're going to have to pay a fee, probably $49 to $59
sure.
to have people come out. But just call a plumber and have them come out tell you. The ones that come out for free, and this is what people don't realize, and I just get so aggravated. They don't send a plumber out. They send a salesperson out. And so they come out for free, and whatever deal they can close, they will. And then they say, okay, we'll be out tomorrow, and we'll fix it. Then they send the actual plumber, the technician, out to fix it, and people get taken all the time, and I just think to myself,
sure.
you idiots, stop doing that.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No,
nor
sir.
A free, you know, nor a free trip to somebody come visit your place to see, you know, to do an estimate.
No,
you got to pay for that. No, I understand.
Yeah, and I'm glad you do. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to anybody that's
sure.
listening to the show. But you've got to be really cognizant about what you're getting into. But, yeah, I think you should call one plumber out, a good plumber, find out what it'll cost. Then if you think it might be too expensive, you can call another one out. We'll see. Usually second opinions, believe it or not, second opinions are free. Yeah, I know with Abacus, not Abacus, I know with Absolute Comfort Air, second opinions are free.
Right. No, for you know, $50, $100 is worth. You also don't want to cheat the guy, and all of a sudden he bids it too low, and then he does a half-assed job, and what have you got then?
Well, and you know what? You can do, like you say, a half-butt job, and it has nothing to do with the price. It's just he's no good.
Right.
He can do a really good job at the same amount of time. It's fine. Is this the first house for your daughter?
No, it's okay. Second house. But her house now is one of these three-story places there in Riceville, So this is a house with a yard and everything. Now that they got a baby. Yeah.
It can't be much of a yard.
No, the one you're looking at. There's no yard. She has no yard now.
Okay.
The new houses that they're looking at.
Oh, they're going back to the suburbs?
Not too far out.
Okay. Anyway, that's fine. I think people who get their first or second house are now, and she's got a baby on the way out. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I raised three.
Well, they got she's 1 year old, so yeah.
Okay, well, 1 year old is a baby.
Sure, yeah.
He or she will still run into a wall, and you know, and then people say, oh, you abused your child. No, it ran into the wall. I don't know what to do.
Exactly. Okay, or a rose bush or something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is. They need to understand that when you get a house and you buy a house, and I think they probably already do, other people listening, it costs money. It's not like renting and you just call your landlord and say, hey, I need this. No, it costs money to have a house.
And
everybody needs to realize it's not free. Oh, I own a house now. It doesn't cost anything. Are you kidding me? Jeez.
It costs different, but it does cost, yeah.
It's still, it costs you more.
Sure.
Owning a house costs you more. This does. I don't care what anybody says. We just hope, and I got to run, Tom, but we just hope at the end she sells it for a nice price, and hopefully she will, you know, enjoy the fruits of the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 increase that she got for it. So, you know what happens when you own a house? You break even. I'm telling people, I've owned a lot of houses. You break even. But you know what that means? If you live right and do your stuff, that you had a place to live for free, but it wasn't free when you lived there. No, I'm not even going to go through. No, it's not free when you live there. All right. Overhead Door Company of Houston, a garage door is, it's not free. They'll come out. They'll take care of your garage door. They actually do a great job. I think it was $139 I paid for them to fix my last garage door that my wife said, Tom, I found these things on the garage floor. I'm not sure what they're from. And it was her springs and stuff. I'm going, oh, my God, are you serious? She goes, well, it still works. And I said, no. What's so funny is she does. Anyway, well, she would have got caught in the garage and probably died like a dog in a car in the heat that people forget about. Yeah. She wouldn't have known how to get out. Pitiful. That's why we call the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. I'm not lying. I'm telling you, folks. I'm throwing it all out to all of you today. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. I can remember coming to Houston and building my first home here and asked a friend of mine Who should I call for? Just call the overhead door company. Here's on Main Street. They've been around forever, and they have. They've been around over 100 years, but it was like no brain. Brad's no longer with us. There's no way if he was still with us, he'd be 142 years old, but he helped me a lot in my early career, and I owe him a lot too, but that's one of the things he taught me. Out of all the other stuff he taught me in different companies like Circle Saw and stuff, believe it or not, he's been in this. He was in this town long enough to know all this. But the overhead door company of Houston on Main Street, they know what they're doing, and they're very transparent. So if you have a garage door problem, don't be fooled by the imitators. Go to homeshowradio.com and get the right one.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Whoa, it's time to continue on and talk to Lawrence. Lawrence, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question.
Yes, sir.
Before I call the AC company out, I just wanted to see what your opinion was. We have central AC, and for some reason, even on the days when it's 95 to 100 degrees outside, we normally keep our AC around 75 degrees. And even during the heat of the day at 2, 3 o'clock, at 75, the house is very cold. But at night, say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, at 75, it gets so hot we have to cut it down even further. And that just seems kind of backwards to me. I just wanted to see what you thought.
Okay, well, I'm just going to make a joke first off. It's because, like me, you drink at night and then you get all overheated. Okay, no, I'm going to stop that, okay? Forget that one. Or you eat too much barbecue or whatever the case may be, because I'm as guilty as everybody. I don't know, but if it's probably a very simple fix with your thermostat.
Okay.
You know, you might need a new thermostat. Now, I would tell you this. How old is your thermostat, or do you even know?
I put that one in about maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Is it an electronic thermostat?
Yeah.
With a digital readout?
Yes.
When's the last time you changed the batteries in it?
Probably a year before last.
First off, I used to have a friend, his name was David Debian. He was in the air conditioning business. And the first thing when people would call, he'd say, will you please change the batteries? Because if we come out and have to change the batteries, we're going to have to charge you like $180, only because of the trip charge and the gas and the insurance and all that. First thing, change your batteries and see if that does anything. It might not do anything at all. I might be totally down the wrong road. But if it is reaching a temperature that is true, and you could get a second thermostat and stuff, I don't think you need to do that. Then it's going to be more of, and I'm not going to joke on this one, bodies sometimes at night, they're different than bodies during the day. In other words, you're heated up because it's really hot during the day, so 75 is nice. At nighttime, it's not as hot, so you want it to be that same cool, crisp temperature. And it's not, and so your body is giving you different signals. Your body is pretty much like I wouldn't call it a thermostat, but it is a thermometer and a humostat. It could be just that, and that maybe at night you just have to make it a little cooler. But think of this. If you make it cooler at night than you do during the day, and it still runs the same, it's not costing you any more money. It's making you and your wife and your wonderful family and everybody, it's making y'all more comfortable.
Right, right.
So okay. There's a lot of factors involved with the human body. And when it comes to fans and thermostats and temperatures and humidities, it's not a constant by any means. So you really have to take care of, you know, people ask me, well, energy efficiency, Tom, what is it? It's the greatest comfort you can have at the lowest cost. I don't care if you want it at 62 degrees. I want you to be comfortable. And that's what it's about. And it very well could be it doesn't run as much at nighttime. It doesn't dehumidify as much because it's not running, and it's making you feel uncomfortable. Just turn the thermostat down and not worry too much about it if it's running right, but make sure you get your checkup.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly appreciate it.
I don't know if it helped you, Lawrence, but I really do think, and with all joking aside, that human bodies, I know when I, at night, if I eat a plate of pasta, man, I'm over there and I'm sweating. I said, is it hot and humid in here? I said, no, and I'm sweating like crazy. So you got to be really careful. I'm telling you, yesterday at the college that I work at, I was just uncomfortable. It wasn't hot. It was just uncomfortable. And I asked, other people, and about 90% said they were too. And then a few said, no, not at all. But it's because here in Brownsville, we have this storms coming in, and the humidity levels are starting to go up. And, I just thought to myself, I don't care if you keep it at 75, now we need to put it down a little bit, and because I'm uncomfortable. So your body will tell you so much. And then people talk about ceiling fans. Your body will cool itself if you sit under one. If you sit somewhere else, it's not going to do a dang thing. Right Touch Electrical are the people that can help you keep that ceiling fan running because they're electricians. Call yesterday. Tom, I had an electrician at my house. I asked him to do this or this. I know, and then he couldn't fix it. And it wasn't a call, actually. It was a friend of mine. And I said, is it an electrician? Well, not really. You dope. Stop. Call an electrician. Call Right Touch Electrical. I don't know if they did or not, but I told him to call Right Touch Electrical. Just call them and get the thing fixed, whatever the case may be. Well, he was kind of a handyman. He seemed to know what he was doing. Really? You need an electrician. Now, if you need a plumber, that would be different. If you need a roofer, that would be different. Call the people who know what they're doing and get it done. We had a caller earlier. Plumber came out and said, well, I can't fix it. It was too tight. That wasn't a plumber. I'm sorry. You can tell me all day long it was a plumber. It wasn't a plumber. And same with electricians. They either are really good at what they do and they get it fixed, or they're not good at all and you just wasted, your time, which is, my grandfather always told me, my grandfather was an immigrant. I come from an immigrant family. I'm a second generation from Italy. And he said, Tom, it's a sin to waste a man's time, something he can't get back. And he couldn't speak a lot of English. It was all Italian. And he was right. You don't want to waste your time. Get it fixed. Call Right Touch Electrical. Go to homeshowradio.com, and you'll get all the information there to make sure you get the right company to do the right job. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, yeah. Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Yeah, somebody just texted me and said, that gentleman Lawrence we just talked to, he needs a whole new system. He doesn't need a new system. It works fine all day when it's hot. I don't want y'all to be caught up in that. Everything has to be new and all this stuff. Just, it'll be fine. Let's talk to Ken. Ken, you're on Home Show Radio.
That's funny. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I have a well water system in my house up in East Texas. I installed one of those, if you carbon filter, whole house carbon filters on it.
Yes, sir.
And it seemed like I lost just a little bit of water pressure. Now, how would I get that back up?
I don't know about your filter. I don't even know if it's your filter's problem. But
yeah,
when's the last time you put a new filter in it?
Well, it's a new filter. It's a new system here. It's only been in there about 6 months now.
Was it, since you put the filter in, was it the pressure go down?
Yes, since I installed the whole house carbon system.
Yeah, which I don't think is necessary. I think that probably, if you'd have called me before you even bought the thing, I would have told you not to buy it. But as far as that goes, it's the filter.
Okay.
Do you know, can you bypass the filter?
There's a possibility, yeah. I think I can.
if you bypass it and you turn it on and the pressure's back, it's the filter.
Yeah.
A whole house filter is not a good thing. Certain other things you can have, like for drinking water filters and stuff like reverse osmosis, they don't affect your water pressure. Water pressure is delicate, and you can't increase it. You can't decrease. Well, you can decrease it, I guess, but you can't increase it. Water filters are very odd that way, or I should say, the water system you have. You think 60 psi, 40 psi. Go to San Antonio, they get 120 psi, and it blows the fittings off. But as far as that goes, it's probably the filter.
It's got an air tank on there too. Would that make a difference?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's got an air tank installed. One of those A.O. Smith air tanks.
Yeah. Why would you get a whole house filter?
Just to filter the water into the house, all the sediment and stuff from the well water.
So you needed a sediment filter?
Yes, there's a sediment filter on there also, too, and then there's a carbon filter, too.
Okay, let's get past the carbon is good. Carbon's for, you're taking out some of the stuff that when you drink the water, it's okay.
Yeah.
Are you on city water, mud district water? How do you get your water?
This is well water from the ground.
So do you need it? Did they test it and say you needed a whole house filter with sediment?
No, it was my idea to do that.
Okay, because a sediment filter, and here's where I think the problem is, the sediment filter will decrease water pressure. It's just the way it is, and unless you truly have, and I had a sediment filter one time in Lake Placid because we got our water from actually Lake Placid, and this was in upstate New York. The water was soft. It just needed a sediment filter. It did decrease it a little bit, but not to where we were uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, it's about maybe 25% less pressure there.
That's a lot. But I think it's because it's the sediment side, not the carbon side for the drinking. And I think that's what you're getting at. So I'm not sure how you want to handle this, but if you bypass it and just try it and your pressure comes back, it's the filter. Whatever you want to do with it, it's totally your decision, but it's the filter.
Okay. All right, Tom, good enough. Thank you very much, Kate.
Yes, sir, Ken. I appreciate it. James Hardy siding is the siding you choose. I always say somebody. We do on Thursday Facebook Live. We do YouTube Live. We do daily mail where I answer questions, and it gets played every day. We try to give you all the information we can, and Mosier Media and Charlie Mosier does a fantastic job with it. But one of the questions was, what siding should I have? Well, I know I have to be entertaining. I have to come up with something. And my answer was, yeah, just get Hardy. And then everybody looked at me, Tom, we have to do that again because can you elaborate a little bit, like why? Well, because it's good. I don't know what else to tell you. Hardy siding is the siding of choice, period. It's just the way it is. Hardy siding for the Houston area, for the Gulf Coast area. And you know what? Whether I'm in Brownsville now, I live in Houston. I was in Dallas all last week with my father, and because he had, got sick, and I had to put him in hospice, and he passed away. I had all these things going on, but it's all the state of Texas, and everywhere I go, I'm thinking, I think about these dumb things. Nobody thinks about this stuff, but Tom Tynan said, "This is the perfect place for Hardy. This is the perfect place for Hardy. Why didn't they use Hardy here? Here in Brownsville, they use still a lot of vinyl." I'm thinking, that should be Hardy, especially with we have a storm coming through now. It holds up better against high winds. It's just the Hardy siding system, and I am a twisted freak. Anyway, James Hardy Building Products and the Hardy siding system, choose it for your home. Tested time. It will not rot. It will not burn. Termites will not eat it. Looks fantastic. Looks like all the other sidings, right? You can put a whole bunch together and go, which one's Hardy? Oh, you gotta tap it with your finger. Oh, there it is, right there. That's Hardy. I know, because it's stronger. That's right. And to get somebody good to put it on and all the details are done right, you go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com. All right, let's talk to Jerry and put this show, let's land this show on the ground. Jerry, you are on Home Show Radio.
On the ground, all right.
Well, ground's good. I was on a plane the other day. I like, you know, getting on the ground. Yes, sir.
I'm not getting on an airplane right now, but anyway, that's a different thing.
Yes, sir.
I hear you talk about the air conditioning in your garage all the time. Right now, I'm out in my two-and-a-half-car garage doing woodwork, and I want to put in a mini split. I've done the math. I think I have 625 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked online, and some say 1 ton, some say 1.5 tons. What's your opinion?
Two?
And
I'll tell you why. You're looking at as if it was a house, it was insulated, it was all perfect. You want to go in there, like I do, and you want to work. And you want to leave after 3 hours, 4 hours, 10 hours, whatever long you're doing your stuff. And you want to turn it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why you need it oversized. Because when you go in, you're going to turn it on. You want it to cool off very quickly. And then when you leave, you turn it off. That's fine. And the ductless mini split is a beautiful, beautiful equipment that I did not have available to me at the time. But anytime I have... a 2 ton in my about the same size. It's a 2.5 car garage. It's about the same size, but I want to make sure it cools off. I don't want to have to turn it on and then come back an hour later so it's comfortable.
I am, you know, like you said, I'm thinking about it like a house. My door is insulated.
No, I don't want you to insulate your garage. I don't want you to create your garage energy efficient, huh?
It was insulated when I bought it. I finished it up, but it was already started.
I know, but it's now drywall, what it does is it retains the heat even more.
Well, the 80 or 100 year old oak tree helps a little bit, but
that's nice. But that tree will die. All I can tell you, Jerry, is you can. If you just want to go with standard sizes, every 500 square foot on an 8 foot ceiling is. And I assume you have a ceiling and it's not all the way to the rafters.
No, it's drywalled ceiling and insulation in the attic.
That's what I caught. It's 500, 1 ton for every 500 square feet.
Okay. And if it's 2 tons, I don't have to worry about not pulling the humidity out of the air?
Oh, no. You set that thing up. It's going to be fine. It's not... In this case, you're using it as a luxury item. You're not using it as and you want to cool fast and you want to turn it off. And you want to cool fast, you want to turn it off. It's a different mindset, I guess is the best way for me to put it. And it's a mindset I have of my own. Enjoy the fact that you get to work. And I love my garage. I love my garage very much. It's my favorite room in the house, and I don't know why people put all their junk in there and then just close the door. But just go in there and work, and you want that thing to cool off, and you're not there long enough to really worry about humidities and things like that, unless you're going to, you know, sleep in there and stuff for weeks on end. And you might have to. I don't know. Okay. I got to run. Yeah, I know. I understand. I got... three ex-wives. Anyway, Jerry, I got to run, but just if it was me, I'd put 2 tons in. I'd cool that sucker off when I want to. And when I don't, I just turn it off. Due West Foundation Repair has been with this show since 19. Are you listening? 1988. They're the first true live ad. Before that, one of the sales people, they sold a Home Depot ad, and I did it for a few weeks. And, you know, Home Depot, when you get in those big companies like that, they usually just come and go and they do different things. And it's a lot of fishing stuff, what we call in marketing, where they just look fishing for something here, something here. But Due West came on, and I'm still telling you about them today. I am going to be 62 years old on August 14th. Due West is still with me. I want you to know that Due West Foundation Repair, when they come out to your house, they're going to find the problem. They're going to fix the problem. They're going to fix the problem that started the problem. A lot of problems. And you're going to be set with a lifetime guarantee on your house. So I just want you to know that foundation repair is not scary. It's not cheap. Nothing is. Heck, I don't care what you buy. It's not cheap. But it's not scary when you call the right people. Due West, when you want the best, call 713-473-7156.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.